What it do, people? You are tuned in to Trips Tuesday Newsday on Tuesday, August 18th on, of course, Smoking One with Trip. I'm in here with my guy,
Ahaz.
Man, we in here cooling right now out this fucking heat. This heat is absolutely ridiculous.
Killer.
Fucking A, bro. I don't even want to look outside right now. So shit, to start off, Ahath, I don't know if you've heard, but we're running into a fucking pepperoni shortage because of this damn coronavirus.
Along like the meat shortage or like...
Well, part of the meat shortage now, we're running short on fucking pepperonis.
Damn, now we're going to be stuck with just eating cheese pizza.
Yeah, and I don't fucking like how everybody acted when we was running low on fucking toilet paper. So y'all motherfuckers better not be the reason why I got to eat cheese pizza for 6 months or a year or whatever. I like pepperonis on my shit, God dog it. You know what I mean, Ahab?
Yep.
So prices are being reported going up from $4 a pound to $6 a pound in New York. And $2.87 in January of last year to $4.14 a pound in South Dakota. Now, they're saying that this is mostly hitting the smaller pizza chains, not really affecting like Domino's and Pizza Hut and shit like that. Although I did see Pizza Hut was going to close like 300 stores or some shit like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Is it going to be affecting restaurants that just like do small pizzas or not really like that?
Yeah, I think it's mainly affecting like the mom and pop pizza shops or like the little hole in the wall pizza shops. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's mainly not affecting the big chain pizza shops because they have long contract deals when they get into these deals, you know, with these with these meat companies. So they have to fulfill that contract before they can start upping their prices on them and doing all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
But I mean, we are seeing higher prices in grocery stores and things like that as well. So please don't go out and start buying all the fucking pepperoni, please. I like pepperoni on my meat lovers.
Shit, they don't really have that big of stock anyways when it comes to pepperoni. It's not like cheese or everyday use item.
As far as like grocery stores?
Yeah, as far as like grocery stores and stuff.
Yeah.
You only see maybe one small little row of two different brands of pepperoni.
Yeah, you know, there's not very many people make homemade pizza, which is actually kind of surprising, but I like me some fucking pizza. Well, shit, since we're speaking of meat, I got something for you, Ahath. Little disturbing, but, you know, it's news, damn it.
Especially when you start out like that, it's probably going to be disturbing.
Well, I mean, it's not, to some it might not be, but, you know, it's just one of those things. Kim Jong-un has been calling for the confiscation. That's right, right?
Yeah,
confiscation. What is that? Maybe I'm just high right now. I can't find it. He's calling for the confiscation of all pet dogs. Now, he says the main reason behind it.
I can already see where this is going.
The main reason behind it, he's saying, is because it's representing Western decadence. And I guess most of the common people in North Korea have like pigs and chickens and shit. But to the wealthy are the ones with the pets, the home pets, like dogs and cats and things like that. I guess he called for the confiscation in July. And dog owners are basically fearful with the food shortage going on right now in North Korea that they might be used to feed the masses.
Yep, that's exactly where I thought it was going
to
go.
That's exactly where you're picturing it. Not to stereotype, you know what I mean? But this is...
people in that part of the world eat dogs, cats.
Yeah, you know, that's part of their culture. Honestly. That's part of their culture. I don't know how it is in North Korea, you know, because they got dogs as pets. I'm sure they got dogs as pets in China and all that shit, too. But it's just one of those things on it depends on how you feel about it. And I guess Kim Jong-un's just trying to feed his people. But that's not for sure. I mean, that's just speculation on what they're afraid is going to happen due to confiscating all these pet dogs.
Now, just his people or when I say his people, meaning like his
like North
guards
Koreans?
Or just all
North Koreans, oh, okay. All North Koreans.
I thought you were meaning he was just setting it aside for his troops. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, no. He to feed the masses as in feed his people.
Okay.
But But yeah, no, he's ordering for the confiscation from all of his people. And if you know Kim Jong-un, he does not support anything to have to do with Western ideology or anything to do with U.S. shit. Just if U.S. uses white toilets, he's going to use a fucking purple toilet. You know what I mean?
Probably a golden toilet, but yeah.
For real, he fucking hates any type of Western ideology. And that's what he's saying is for the confiscation of all pet dogs. And I did see something, because South Korea is way more into, like, they got K-pop going on and kind of more into, like, you know, the current times over here in the West. So I seen they were kind of trolling Kim Jong-un. Actually, I don't know if I put this in one of the Tuesday Newsdays or not, but they were trolling Kim Jong-un by putting Photoshop pictures of his wife onto like a naked body or onto provocative photos and then tying them to balloons and sending them over the fucking wall. And then they would pop and come down and land on the other side and made their way to Kim Jong-un. And he was fucking pissed.
I bet.
So, I mean, it's not hard to get under that guy's skin. You know what I mean? Like, you could probably send him a good heartfelt tweet and he's going to blow some shit up.
Yeah. I mean, we saw how, I mean, our description of Kim Jong-un in the movie, The Interview.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. That was a good movie. I honestly expected more retaliation from that. But who knows? Maybe Kim Jong-un has a fucking sense of humor, too. He could have been laughing at it. And, man, since we're on that side of the world, I just seen a 15-year veteran of the CIA has been charged with selling U.S. secrets to China.
CIA selling secrets?
An ex-CIA agent of 15 years has been charged with selling U.S. secrets to China. And he admitted it to him. He admitted it to the FBI. Now, 67-year-old Alexander Yuk Ching Ma of Honolulu was pretty much caught giving information to his Chinese handlers. As they said, he disclosed a substantial amount of highly classified national defense info, CIA internal organization, methods of communicating covertly, and the identities of CIA officers and human assets. And I guess he was also copying and fucking photographing classified documents related to guided missiles and weapon systems and other U.S. secrets, basically, to the Chinese.
I mean, everything to the Chinese.
Yeah, pretty much. He was caught by an undercover officer with the, I don't know if it was CIA or FBI, to be honest with you. But he basically paid him $2,000 for doing work for China. For his work on behalf of China. And dude responded, "I want the motherland to succeed." So, I mean, he's obviously had the shit on the back of his mind.
For a while.
Yeah. He's this happens 12 years after retirement, though. So who knows if he's been actively, you know, meeting with these people through his whole term. And now he's just barely getting caught. Because he said he got caught because obviously he's with an undercover. And he met with at least 5 officials of China's Ministry of State Security.
And if it's been this long, why was the undercover still following him, though?
No, I think the undercover was just part of a sting, sting operation. Oh, okay. So they gathered their intel, put the undercover out there to basically get like a verbal admonition, you know what I mean? To get him to admit what was going on. And busted his punk traitor ass. I guess this obviously is not a rare thing. Jerry Chung Ching Lee was sentenced to 19 years last year for conspiring with Chinese intelligence agents. And I mean, he got 19 years. So I imagine this dude should get something around there. So while Trump is worried about TikTok gathering information on the U.S., we got U.S. citizens pretty much just giving away information to the mainland.
To the mainland.
Well, that's what they call it, the mainland or the motherland, you know, whatever the fuck.
Usually if you hear the word mother, it's usually followed by Russia.
Mother? The motherland with Russia?
Mother Russia.
Oh, Mother Russia. Okay, I got you with that one. I got you. And with the mention of TikTok, Ahab, that brings me to my next story.
TikTok finally got bought?
No.
Oh, damn.
Did not get bought. Warner Music Group pays $85 million for a company that makes memes.
They pay that much just to make memes? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, $85 million to get a chuckle on your timeline, buddy.
A lot of chuckles.
Yeah, a lot of fucking chuckles. And
thumbs up or hearts or...
Fucking. So the company name is IMGN. Now, for the life of me, I tried to find what the fuck that acronym stands for, and I couldn't fucking find it. Everybody just refers to these motherfuckers as IMGN, and that bugs the shit out of me.
It's funny because it's a four-letter one, and the one I would get it mixed up with the IMBD.
Yeah.
Movie one.
I could see how you do that. But anyways, these guys make viral videos for Instagram, Snapchat, fucking TikTok. You might be familiar with it. Their most popular being Daquan, a channel on a channel on Instagram with over 15 million followers.
I mean, that makes sense. If it's like a meme one, everyone's just going to follow it.
Yeah, I personally don't follow Daquan, but I did go onto their page and check them out. They had some pretty funny shit, ranging from all different type of subjects. You know, nothing really, really negative or like, you know, degrading like that. But they had some funny fucking memes on there.
Okay, that's cool.
They also have other channels you might be familiar with on Snapchat, like So Satisfying.
I think I've seen that one.
On the Snapchat channel. I fucking like that one because they got some pretty satisfying little videos, like cutting through shit and, you know, sorting things and just different little satisfying things to watch.
Is that the only one on Snapchat that they have?
They also do Try Hard Gaming.
I think I've heard of that one. I just haven't seen it that much on Snapchat.
Really? I mean, if you're not much into gaming, you're not going to really, you know, be into the channel like that. But, I mean, obviously, it's been popping. Oh, it's
one of those.
Yeah. Their channels share over 40 million followers / subscribers and are viewed 3 billion times every month.
Damn. 3 billion in a month?
Yes. So these guys bring in a lot of traffic. And most of that traffic is to the younger demographic. So Warner Music Group basically just made a power move because now they can learn what's really going on in the trends, you know, the younger trends right now, what the younger generation is really following.
Yeah, the Generation Z, right?
I think so. I don't know. I get so confused with that shit. You know, I guess technically I'm like still, what am I, a Gen X / millennial? I don't know. I get tossed back and forth.
With me, because you're only 3 years younger than me.
See, but I got called a millennial the other day. A young millennial, or an older millennial, early millennial, I think they call it. Oh. Early millennial.
I haven't heard early millennial. I've heard millennial.
I don't know. We've had this conversation before. I'm a 90s baby, God dog it. That's it. Leave it at that. But no, I mean, their main goal is to learn the trends going on and attract the upcoming generation. And it's a fucking genius business strategy because the way that this meme company brings in revenue is they do promotions for like different artists. You know, they might put a certain song in the background.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people are hearing that song like, oh, that song's dope. What song is that? Or even they were promoting Netflix things like the Chris Rock Tambourine comedy special. They promoted that. They do a bunch of different promotions, and they get paid for it. So now, with the Warner Music Group owning this company.
Now, is this any relation to, like, Warner Brothers or Warner?
Yeah. It's the music part, music portion of it.
Technically, it's owned by Ted Warner.
I guess, yes. But the Warner Music Group is just another, like, part of it.
Yeah.
And, fucking threw me off my track, Ahab. So basically it's genius because now you won't see Sony artists or Universal artists or anything Sony movie, anything. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? So it's a big power move because now you're only gonna see shit that has to do with Warner.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be fucking Warner.
Damn.
So pretty fucking smart, right?
Yeah.
And only $85 million. I mean, to Warner, that's got to be chump change. All right, Ahath, we're at the switching gears part.
Switching now, gears?
Yeah.
Driving a car?
You damn right. The smoking one with Trip Whip. Ooh, I like that. The smoking one with Trip Whip. I feel that. But no. So check this out. A 32-year-old man in Arizona has died after being trapped inside a pipe at an aquatic center.
Why was he in a pipe at an aquatic center that should be shut down because of COVID?
See, it was shut down because of COVID, actually. They're saying that he jumped the fence and climbed down into this pipe and got stuck.
Was he running from the cops?
I don't know. See, that's where I'm fucking lost. He must have been either running from the cops or he had to be high as shit on some other shit and, like, was trying to hide from fucking...
And so all water... What is it, like an animal park or is it an aquatic
center? So, yeah, so they got like
the Sparta
like one. Water slides and like
okay, so
shit
it's a
like
human
that.
Aquatic park, not a
yeah.
animal aquatic.
Yeah, okay. yeah. So, I guess a police.
I could see more like a police chase, or him running from the police and hopping the fence just because he didn't know where the fuck he was.
Yeah, but I'm guessing he knew where he was, but the police officer was patrolling the area and heard faint calls for help around 12:20 a.m. Now, given the dude's location being inside a fucking big ass pipe, kind of made it hard to pinpoint where he was at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of fucking pipes there. And they said it acted like a megaphone pretty much. So you could hear him, like you can hear him, but you couldn't exactly tell where it was coming from.
Yeah, you like you said, you couldn't pinpoint where he actually was. You could just hear it very, very faintly in the distance.
Exactly. And so officers and firefighters were in contact with dude for like an hour and a half before he became unresponsive and then was pronounced dead at 2:18 a.m.
Wow. How sad.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. I don't know. There's... How long was he in there? How did he die?
At least 2 hours, because you said they got there, or he heard him at 12 something a.m. and he died. He was pronounced dead at 2 something. So at least 2 hours, probably, I'd say roughly maybe 4 to 8 hours.
At least, though, at least. So, but he said the calls were faint and the center has been shut down. Because they obviously COVID, you know, so he jumped the fence, I guess, just looking to get into something, or like I said, he was high, like on some other shit, like exploring Mars or something. But yeah, he fucking passed away. And I was just sitting here thinking how exactly he must have either been in there for days or he just was in such a tight spot that it fucked him off.
Yeah. That's all I can think, that he was in there in a very tight spot. Like he tried to get through it. Like he saw a big hole and he tried to go through it, but then it eventually got stuck and he couldn't reach. Like he may not have had a phone or anything on him or anything to grab, to bang, to make noise, to try to alert someone before the cop eventually heard him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just one of those things, man. Super unfortunate. Who knows what was going through dude's head. That kind of reminds me of that movie, what is it, 172 Hours? Or
yeah, the one where the guy had his arm trapped in the rock.
Yeah, with James Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say nothing else. But if you haven't seen the movie 172 Hours, I'm not sure if that's exactly it, 172 Hours. That sounds right, though.
Yeah, something like
but
that.
Look it up. You'll be able to tell. It's with James Franco. Fantastic movie. Crazy movie. Yeah. Trip told you right here on Smoking One with Trip. And I guess dude being that high could have been trying to explore the new massive lava tubes on Mars and the moon that have been discovered by researchers. And they believe they could be home to life.
Any part of like Elon Musk type moon activity? Or is it NASA?
No, I believe it is NASA related. It has nothing. It wasn't SpaceX or nothing to do with Elon Musk. This is just researchers.
Oh, okay.
So they're saying the tubes are likely 100 to 1,000 times the size of those on Earth, reaching 100 feet wide and 25 miles long. Now, NASA is making plans to visit the moon via Artemis program in 2024. But they are saying that this could be home to life. Now, I don't know if they're necessarily saying like home to extraterrestrial life or to bringing life to the moon and Mars, because they're saying that those massive lava tubes could protect you from what were they calling it? There's all scientific
ultraviolet light.
Yeah, like all the extra shit that comes with space, you know, and all the dangers of being into that environment,
especially life on the moon.
Yeah, so they're basically saying living in those lava tubes would protect you from all that like radiation or whatever the fuck, all that other bullshit that we probably really don't know nothing about. But now they are also making plans to do a manned mission to Mars in the 2030s.
Okay, so about 10, 15 years from now?
Yeah, about 10 years, hopefully. You know, that'd be kind of dope to be part. Hopefully we're still alive by then, right? Hopefully we're not running into the fucking ground. Yeah, hopefully this pandemic doesn't take us all out, or a whole nother pandemic. But yeah, in the 2030s, they're planning on making a manned mission to Mars. And that's going to be fucking something huge for the history books.
Well, a very short thing that I saw, since you're speaking about another pandemic, but the tests came back positive for plague in South Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, I have that written down, buddy. That's a good fucking move, Ahab. I like your research, god dog it. Fucking good. Okay, hold on, Ahab. Let me get it in there. You already know what it is. Woohoo! But so a man in South Lake Tahoe has tested positive for the plague, and they believe that he could have been infected while simply walking his dog. Now, it's most commonly transmitted by fleas, which become infected by squirrels, chipmunks, and other rodents. Now, they're saying the plague can be prevented, you know, if you do end up getting the plague. I believe dude is, you know, looking at survival. He's obviously not feeling good, but he's going to be okay.
Now, if he contracted, did his dog contract it too?
I don't know. His dog might not have been bitten by the flea.
Oh, true.
And it's probably just him. And I don't know if the plague affects dogs like that. I've never heard of a dog catching a plague. Yeah, that's a good one, buddy. Maybe we'll talk about that next week, huh? That'll be your objective for the week.
Okay.
But so they're just saying to be careful. Don't go out there and start feeding fucking squirrels or getting next to rats and fucking
rats. Definitely know I never get close to them.
Squirrels. No, yeah. I feed some squirrels at work. We got some friendly squirrels at work, so I got to make sure to stay the fuck away from those little fuckers. But camping and sleeping no more by
Snapchats with Hammy the squirrel.
Camping and sleeping by animal burrows should be avoided, is what they're suggesting. But most importantly, just be careful out there, people, while you're out in the wild. You know, you never know what the fuck is out there. I mean, dude was simply walking his dog and got bit by a fucking flea. Who would have thunk it?
Definitely not me.
And I bet you this American soldier didn't think that after being deployed and coming back, all his belongings would be sold by the moving company he hired to store his shit.
What?
Yeah, fucked up, right? So a moving company is being sued by the Department of Justice for selling a soldier's belonging while he was deployed in the Middle East. And he was only deployed for 6 months. And after 5 months, they auctioned off his family's heirlooms, military gear, fucking his grandfather's service medals, memories with his cousin who was killed in military action, a dresser that was handmade by his fucking great-grandfather.
Damn.
Yeah, they did this dude dirty, right? And I guess dude paid $2,200 for moving and storage while he was overseas for the 6 months. Now, I guess they're saying it was only 5 months after he paid them. He was only deployed for 6 months. So that means he was only 1 month behind, probably.
Well, 1 month over not paying and having the rent.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, but now the company is saying that he owed them money, but he's saying they never notified them or never notified him. And they didn't even check to see if he was a military soldier, that he was in the military and he was in.
That should have popped first before any. That would have been my first excuse to say to them, like, wait.
Well, I guess when they were
in the military, so why am I even. Why do I even need to be notified? You know, like, you could see that I'm in the military and I'll be gone for long length of time. Just bill me and it'll somehow get over to me in some mail. And then I'll be able to tell someone to either go pay it or just wait till I get back. Obviously, you can have the cops run my ID and everything and see that, oh, yeah, he's in Afghanistan.
See, they didn't do none of that shit. They didn't go by the process. They didn't get court orders. They didn't do nothing. They just went on to fucking auction his shit off. Now, I guess it's supposed to be a thing to where you're supposed to, by law, look into them being a military soldier. And he said he was in uniform getting ready to head to home base when they came and picked up his shit.
Wow.
Yeah, fucked up, right?
So wait, he was in uniform at the deployment at, like, in the United States or where he was deployed to?
He was in uniform when the moving company came to get his shit.
Oh, okay, at his house. Okay.
Yeah, so they could see that he was a soldier and that, like, he was getting ready to take off. But I got one more little story for you, Ahad.
Only one more?
Only one more. If you follow my Instagram, you know that I just got finished being a special guest on my man Johnny Thompson's podcast, The Passion Project. Go check it out on YouTube. Type in Passion Project Smoking One with the letter one. And it'll pop up. It should pop up the very first one. Check it out. But on there, we talk about Texas people and them just being fucking gung-ho, right?
Yeah.
So a Texas man with a swastika on his forehead goes on a killing spree, killing 3 people and injuring 2 others. For guess the reasoning, Ahab.
Maybe something to do with Black Lives Matter or maybe Trump.
Free roaming neighborhood dogs.
That guy's a fucking moron.
He's sick of seeing all these little chihuahuas and shit probably running around. Because it can't be no big dog, because I would have my big dog bite his ass. But anyways, he killed 3 people and injured 2 others. He was found hiding in the woods. He's been charged with capital murder. And he's, 60 years old? Now, he did kill one of the dogs at one of the dude's homes, which was fucked up. I mean, don't take the dog, what, right?
Were all the victims and people hurt all adults or was it just random people as he walked down the street?
Yeah, no, he went to three different neighbors. He went to 3 different homes within his neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And so he went to one home, killed one dude and his dog. Okay. And then, went to another home and shot a father and daughter there.
Okay.
And I guess the swastika was drawn on his forehead. I thought maybe it was tattooed or something, but they said the swastika was drawn on his forehead. So he's a wannabe.
Oh, for sure.
But he's being held without bond. Dirtbag's probably going to rot, I imagine.
Hopefully.
Yeah, he ain't got long, though. He's 60 years old already, so, yeah.
I wonder if they're going to try to use, insane in the head.
Insanity?
Yeah.
That's why he drew the swastika?
No, that's why he went and killed the people.
Oh. Well, yeah, if you going around killing motherfuckers just because of the neighborhood dogs running around, you crazy.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm saying, like,
in court, he's going to plead insanity.
Yeah, he's going to plead insanity. Well, so that's the easy route out. Lesser sentence. Unless that sentence that you said was already handed down.
Okay, it could be a lesser sentence. I think in the most, like, most cases, when it comes to serious cases like this, it's just a matter of the death sentence or life. You know what I mean? I'm pretty
killing
sure.
Killing him now and waiting 20 years for him to die?
Yeah, or letting him rot.
Actually, probably not even 20.
But, you know, some people feel different.
I mean, yeah, I get it. They get 3 square meals a day, and they're kept to the health that they came in as, but 60 years old. I'd say in prison, unless he like really keeps up with himself, I'd say he probably only makes it to 70. I don't see him making it to 80, 90.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe 75, 79.
Okay.
So, Ahath, after all that fucking talk, you know what time it is.
Yes, sport time.
It's Ahas time to shine. Ahas time to shine. Ahas time to shine. You know what? Shit, hit us with an introduction.
Here at the Smoking Woman Trip Podcast, it is sports time with Ahas. And officially declared in a unanimous decision, Orange County has made 8/24 Kobe Bryant Day.
Oh, dope. That's good shit, man. I was just thinking today, man, Kobe is gone. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Man, rest in peace to Kobe.
Rest in peace, 24.
Well, what else you got for me, big fella?
Well, Paige VanZant now signed with Bare Knuckle Brawlers Fight Club.
I seen that.
Do you know how much it was for?
I don't. I seen somebody saying something about she made a couple mil.
It's for 4 fights over $1 million. Total deal. So basically probably about $250,000 to fight.
Oh shit, $250,000 a fight. That's not too bad. But
regardless if she wins or lose.
Yes. I just hope she doesn't mess up that beautiful face of hers.
Exactly.
But that's what she was saying. She said she wants to prove that she's not just a pretty face, that she can come out here and really brawl.
I mean, she's in the UFC, so I mean she can at least fight.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch. Have you watched any of the bare knuckle boxing fights?
Yeah, I've watched a few of them.
Fucking brutal, right?
Yeah.
Them fuckers get down.
Reminds me of Luther from Umbrella Academy.
Oh, in the new season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good series to watch. Umbrella Academy. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. Netflix. Ding dong.
Okay, next on the hot list is Seahawks rookie cornerback got sent home and then dropped for trying to sneak a girl into the team hotel.
Damn, and he got dropped?
Yes, they cut him.
Fucking Luther. What are you for a piece of ass?
He tried to sneak her in using his gear.
Using his gear?
Yeah.
So like he brought her in like with like football pads and a helmet and like full gear.
It just said gear. It didn't say if it was all full gear or if just like his helmet, half shoulder pads just to make her look
this
buff.
This nigga is a fucking...
I give it an A+ on the creativity, but an F on the thinking before.
On the whole situation, a fat F. But you know what? One more time. Fucking A. How stupid you gotta be, Ahath. I mean, you know that obviously you're not supposed to be bringing her in because you're trying to sneak her in as it is.
Yeah.
And then you go and get caught too. How did you get caught? Just from because they said, nah, this ain't no nigga.
Yeah, the security people caught him at the front door.
Stupid motherfucker. You should have just had her climb up or something.
And on another funny but like saddish note to the player at least, Steven Strasburg got ejected from the stands during the Reds Thursday game.
Ejected for what?
He was sitting in the stands showing his support for social distancing, And he just so happened to be sitting close enough to the umpire that the umpire heard him when he made like the bad call gesture to the umpire after a few calls.
So what did he was just fucking?
Yeah, he was BSing just like people doing the stands behind. Like,
he's a bitch. You ain't shit. Your mama's a hoe. You suck dick.
Probably not that vulgar, but shit like that, yes. But yeah, and promptly got ejected
For two bad calls. Yeah, see, he had to be talking some shit. He had to be like, "Nigga, you blind."
And remember, there's no one else in the stand,
so it's just him.
That's how the ump hurt him.
Oh, that sound like, oh man, that's hella funny. That should have been a videotape. Just one nigga in the whole stadium going off.
And I gotta correct myself, it was the Washington Nationals, not the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh well, shit, I want to know, and I don't pay attention to football or to baseball like that, so you got me, buddy. But that's hella funny. That's, I could only picture that shit. That's hilarious.
Okay, switching sports now. Charlie Woods won a U.S. Kids amateur or U.S. Kids tournament in Palm City, Florida.
Now that's a Tiger Woods' son, right?
Yeah.
What? That's dope. Like father, like son, I guess, right? The apple don't fall. Yep,
and daddy was right there with him. He was his caddy the whole way through.
Oh, dope. Apple don't fall too far from the tree.
And he went on to shoot 3-under at 33, which in a 9-hole game, which he beat second place by 5 strokes.
Damn, so he smacked that ass.
Yeah, he had 3 birdies.
Oh, good shit. That's dope. Good for him. And shout out to Tiger, too, man. After that whole little scandal thing, you know, that happened with him, making a bounce back and getting back to it.
Yep. Right back on the saddle.
Yep. True champion style.
Now, to finish this off and with sports and everything, I have one story about John Jones.
Oh, my nigga.
He announced Monday that he vacates his light heavyweight title. What? So he can move up to the heavyweight class and have a chance to fight Ngannou and the brand new crown champion or defending champion, Stipe Miocic.
Miocic, yes, sir. Yeah, man, I'm excited for that. I'm a John Jones fan like a motherfucker, so that's gonna be something to see. I know he was upset about his contract talks and all that. And I also seen he said to whoever can match his 6 defending title matches, he'll donate $100,000 to charity, which is kind of cool.
That's nice.
You know, in the light heavyweight division, at least. If anybody can defend the light heavyweight championship 6 times like he did,
yeah,
he will donate $100,000, which I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, that's going to be definitely a sight to see, is the man moving up to fucking heavyweight. And you know what? I'm not a big fan of Daniel Cormier, because I am a fan of Jon Jones, and I know they got mutual respect and shit, but I want to shout out Daniel Cormier. I watched that fight, and he is now retired. He had a good career, you know. He did take the heavyweight championship, too, and he was light heavyweight champion, but he could not get past Jon Jones.
True that. Now, speaking about Cormier, he is in talks with Fox and WWE.
Oh, shit. So he's already looking at new business, huh?
Yeah. Even though last year's Cain Velasquez angle didn't pan out, WWE higher-ups say they want to try it with DC.
Yeah, I mean, Brock Lesnar did it. But I guess that was the other way around. He went from WWE to UFC, right?
Yeah, and then back and forth.
Yeah. He played the back and forth game. But, you know, I think DC is definitely...
Speaking about Brock Lesnar, that is a long and extenuously conversation for me, so don't bring up Brock Lesnar.
You don't like the Brocker?
No.
Why not?
He's not worth the money.
Oh, shit. You're worth the money, Ahab.
Yes, I am. Even though I don't get paid.
Not yet, buddy. Not yet. But, you know, yeah, no, I definitely feel like Daniel Cormier has the charisma and the you know, the spunk factor to be in the WWE. That'd be kind of cool.
I agree with that.
I don't really watch it too much anymore, but that'd be dope. And is that what we're ending on, Ahab?
Yeah, that's the ending topic.
That's end of Ahab's time to shine. Ahab's time to shine.
Yeah, that's end of sports for today, folks.
Well, you know, that brings me to my motivational quote. The secret of getting ahead is getting started, people. Get out your head and get started. Don't matter what it is. I know you want to do something. Quit procrastinating, motherfucker. Get to it.
Yeah, you lazy ass bitch.
Oh, shit. Damn, buddy, that's powerful motivation right there. You heard it first from Ahab. This is Trip on Smoking One with Trip. I'm out of here, people. Stay blessed.
See y'all next Tuesday.
Peace.